6.
That's ugly. Jason Derulo, Get Ugly in the Playhouse. Y94, the number one hit music station. Happy Wednesday. We're Zero Radamandy in the Playhouse. So, 7:50 this morning. Get to announce to you the next act at the Red River Valley Fair. Announce a new one every single day at about 7:50. We can tell you about all the goings-on at the RRVF this coming summer. So that about 7:50. But also, I mean, I think it's time for us to really fully embrace our true intention in life. And that is to connect hopeless romantics and make some love happen. Or at least that's what I'm going to pretend it is. I mean, we, for Valentine's Day, set up together as the Playhouse family, two random people in Fargo, Moorhead, with the blind date at first sight, the Valentine at first sight. And they hit it off. John and Casey, they're going out again.
Yay.
They're going to be hanging out. You made that happen. So I was kind of going over some things that we've done in the past and like, well, what do we have to do more of? How can we make more love connections happen? You know, one of the things we're kind of looking at is doing like a blind date thing more regularly with Mandy the matchmaker. We're kind of figuring that out. I think that's going to be fun. But then also, what about second date update? We haven't done it in so long. And second date update, the entire premise was hopefully they'll go out again. Now, 9 times out of 10, they didn't, let's be honest. But I'm looking for that number 10, baby. I really am.
It is love at first sight.
And who do you love now?
I know what love is.
It's a story about love.
Did you fall in love last night?
We're telling you this because we love you.
Love.
Now, the premise of second date update, if you never had the pleasure, the idea is you go out with somebody and you have a pretty good time. But for whatever reason, the relationship doesn't seem to be progressing. There hasn't been more dates. Maybe the communication has kind of fallen off. And you're just like, well, what's going on? Why aren't we hanging out? Don't you want to come love me? Such was the situation with Jessica. Went on to Y94.com, clicked on that Playhouse page, the Be on the Show tab, told us all about her time with this guy. Can you kind of recap it? The date, the guy, how you met, all that fun stuff.
The date was a long time coming. I met Tony online in a dating website, and we actually hit it off really quickly. You know, we moved from just messaging on the site and we actually exchanged phone numbers and we're texting. We talked on the phone a couple times, but it was mostly just over text. And like, it got to the point we were texting like all day long for like a week or so. And so finally, just the other day, we met up and we had a date. But for some reason, you know, ever since then, he's just vanished. No call, no message, like, no, nothing, no text. I don't know what happened.
So what kind of stuff were you guys texting about? Just, like, everyday stuff?
Well, it started out pretty innocent, but, oh, my God, I'm kind of embarrassed to say this, but it got hot. Like, very hot. I'm not sure if it, like, qualified as sexting, but, you know, he'd send me messages while I'm, like, in a meeting at work, and, you know, they would make me sweat.
You know, it just, this is my opinion. If you have to wonder if it was sexting, I'm guessing it was. I'm just saying. But what was the absolute naughtiest thing that you guys ended up exchanging? Like, what did you send him?
Well, honestly, it wasn't even a text. It was a photo. We exchanged photos, if you get what I'm saying.
Okay. Well, I think this in every way counts as sexting.
I guess. But, it was so hot, and we talked constantly, and,
meow.
You know, we finally grabbed a few drinks, and now he's just gone.
Huh. All right, well, so now that it's all steamy in here, our studio windows are actually fogged like the scene in the Titanic. I smeared my hand across it. I mean, did this hotness kind of continue all night? Did you guys end up hooking up or no?
No, we didn't. And, like, to be honest, that was all his doing. I was dropping all the hints. I totally would have gone home with him.
I'd have hit that,
but
yeah.
I don't know. He just didn't seem to pick up on it. And now it's like pulling teeth to get him to respond to any of my messages.
All right. Well, we did this a little differently this time. He's already completely aware of the fact that you want to chat with him a little bit this morning. So if you want to let us play a song or two here, we'll get squared away with him and get you some answers.
Yeah, I need to know.
All righty. Well, crew, any theories on why the girl that's like throwing herself at the guy is getting just pure... She's getting ghosted is what it is. Because a lot of times we hear about situations like this, and the problem is they hooked up too fast. And that didn't happen here at all.
No.
So what is the issue then?
Another girl, maybe? I don't know.
Didn't look like pick on website, maybe? Anytime it's online dating, I just assume she didn't look like what she was supposed to look
like. All I can think is bad sexting.
Right, yeah. But she's really bad at it. Like,
yeah.
Oh, I'm at work right now and I'm sweaty. Mm-hmm. Oh, I have pit stains. I'm so sweaty.
Oh.
Doesn't that turn you on? Let me tell you, the swass is, it's happening. Meow. So we'll talk to him here in a second. Okay. And also, that Red River Valley Fair announcement in a moment.
The Morning Playhouse.
I love it. I love it.
Y94.
Love it.
Fifth Harmony, Kid Ink, Worth It, Y94, the number one hit music station. Playhouse in the morning is Zero, Rat, and Mandy. So get the second date update here in a hot second. We do have the pleasure at this time every single day this week of announcing to you the acts for the Red River Valley Fair. Yesterday was our first announcement at 7:50, and it was a country artist. What was his name again?
His name
Chris
was
Jansen.
You got it.
Something like that.
Don't even know
why
he asked.
Your country knowledge is amazing.
I asked the question hypothetically, but I knew the answer. So we announced him yesterday. Details on the fair online at 194.com. The second round of what we get to announce to you, hairball and auto racing.
Hairball,
yeah. Second round of live entertainment for the lineup for 2016 this summer in July. And then the auto racing will be back on Sunday, July 17th, which is pretty exciting. So everybody, I mean, Hairball is like that group that people just go nuts for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you want tickets, text, hey, give me some tickets to 35270. And if you do that in the next few minutes, you'll be in the drawing and Mandy will select a winner here in a couple of minutes. Hey, give me some tickets to 35270 if you want to try to go to Hairball and auto racing at the fair. Right now, however, we got to get back into second date update.
Crazy ex-boyfriend. You ripped open my chest and pulled out my heart.
Face reality, we're not a couple.
The girl who broke up with
me. Why do you push me away?
It is over.
Will you go back out
you
with me?
You and me are over.
Take me back.
Move on with your life.
What did I do wrong? Just tell me and I'll stop doing it.
Crazy ex-boyfriend.
I had no idea he was so insane. Girl's ex-boyfriend.
We're dealing here with a situation where Jess goes out with this guy, Tony. And they had been texted so much, but for some reason, just totally ghosted her. Here's a quick recap before we talk to him.
I met Tony online in a dating website, and we actually hit it off really quickly. You know, we moved from just messaging on the site, and we actually exchanged phone numbers, and we're texting. We talked on the phone a couple times, but it was mostly just over text, and like, it got to the point we were texting, like, all day long for, like, a week or so. And so finally, just the other day, we met up and we had a date. But for some reason, you know, ever since then, he's just vanished. No call, no message, like, no nothing, no text. I don't know what happened. He just didn't seem to pick up on it. And now it's like pulling teeth to get him to respond to any of my messages.
All right, Jessica. So, like we told you, we got Tony on hold. And to be honest with you, we had to bribe him with more Y94 swag than we ever care to admit. But he is willing to be honest with you. If you want to know the truth, we can get the truth for you.
I need the truth.
All righty. Well, Tony, if you can hear us okay, you're on with Jessica, man, and you can just kind of, you know, converse.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Jess. What's going on?
And you tell me. We were talking constantly. I sent things over text message I would have never dreamed of sending, you know, to anyone. And then suddenly you're just gone. Like, the second you have the opportunity to do to me in real life what you were doing daily on the phone, like, what happened?
Right.
Meow.
I mean, listen, I had a good time messaging you. but here's the thing. I had a good time messaging you. Just messaging. I mean, meeting up, don't get me wrong. You're a pretty girl, but Jessica, you like your freak out over text. But in real life, if you were like a food item, you'd be like white bread. You're like so dull in person, dude. It's not funny.
What do you? I'm dull. What do you mean? I sent you pictures of myself in lingerie. Like, I sent you photos of my bare ass. How am I dull?
Tony just mentioned she thought she was sending you signals, like, all night long. Did you not pick up on that at all?
No. No, not at all. It was like being on a date with a nut, okay? She was wearing a turtleneck, first of all. Like, I've seen your boobs, and you're wearing a turtleneck, and she had, like, water all night long. Like, I forced you to have half a drink, and then to top it all off, okay, all right. We talk about her favorite Netflix shows. I'm pretty sure Making a Murderer is great, and that's awesome. You think Fuller House is going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. When I say Netflix and chill, I don't literally mean hanging out and watching Netflix. I mean, and you definitely do. So,
I don't even know what to say. I'm disappointed because in my mind, we had a really good connection and a good time. It's just
he wanted the easy thing, though.
Really shocking to hear you talk this way.
I mean, you say you sent me signals. What the hell signals did you say you sent me?
I made
like really?
Constant. I made constant eye contact. I was giving you the sexy eyes. Like I licked my bra seductively. I made sure I walked to the bathroom slowly so you had time to check out my ass. Like there were signals all night. Tony, our hands touched. Don't you remember our hands touching?
No, I don't remember that at all. Like, even a little bit. I didn't see the sex eyes, but I did wonder why you kept staring at me, and it was kind of awkward. And if you showing off your ass while you go take a piss is supposed to turn me on, wow, I think you have a lot to learn about men.
With, you know, just how not on the same page you guys seemed on this date, I'd be curious to know, like, what did you guys even talk about while you're hanging out?
Well, like you said, Netflix, TV show. Like, I work with rescue animals, so we talked about that a lot.
And don't get me wrong, that's great. You work with rescue animals, okay? I fully support that. I really do. I'm genuine about that. But I'm not looking for a good Samaritan, you know? I'm looking for a good lay, to be honest. You are clearly looking for a relationship, and I figure when a girl sends me nudes and you know, lingerie and things like that, she wants to hook up.
Is there any chance you guys would be interested in going out again or not so much? Yes and no.
Well, probably. I mean, I would think so. Even if we misunderstood each other's personalities, we had a good night, we laughed, we flirted, we played footsie.
Yeah. Or you can keep kicking under the table. I'm so good, guys. Thanks anyway, Jess. It was real, but I'm not what you're looking for, dude. Like, my only advice to you is when it comes to this online dating thing, if you aren't a chick up for a good time, don't pretend to be something you're not. Because seriously, like, there's dudes looking for the same thing on there, but there's mostly men looking for ass. And
he's like the honest
douchebag.
You can't
be sending your boobies and, you know, then turn around and be a relationship chick. You just can't.
Well, you know what? Thanks, guys. And Tony, actually, we do appreciate the honesty that you came with. And Jess, we're sorry it didn't work out for you.
I'm just speechless. I don't even see where this went wrong.
Well, and again, Jess, we are sorry that you had to find out this way, but I'm guessing, you know, you go out with somebody and they just stop responding to your text. I mean, you weren't expecting this to go anywhere. Like, I would assume.
Right?
No.
Yeah. Tony, if I could just ask you real quickly, before we let you go, because I think you brought up kind of an interesting point. You know, a lot of times I think men kind of end up being the part of conversation where it's like, well, they really misrepresent themselves on online dating sites. And I think guys are often kind of thrown under the bus for that. You know, maybe they are a little heavier than they look, you know, in the picture or what have you. Do you feel, as a guy that uses sites like this, yeah, there's a lot of women on there that kind of do the same thing?
Oh, yeah, totally. I mean, there's totally chicks on there that, like, are nothing there for but a hookup, you know, looking for a lay. And that's cool. I mean, that's fine. And that's what I'm on there for right now. You know, I'm sure, like, later down the road, I might change my view and look for a relationship once I'm ready to settle down. But, like, I'm not ready to do that. I'm just ready to, like, you know, get out there, meet some people, and see where things go.
Yeah, if there's a lesson here, you know, it's just be honest and upfront about what you're looking for when you go on to things like this. I really think so. I tell you guys, it was very informative in a lot of ways. We appreciate it. And Jessica, I promise you there's a better fit for you out there somewhere, okay?
Well, I hope so. I'm sure I'll find him.
You have no idea how much better off you are. I'm so fascinated by him. I want to start a new segment on the show called Tony the Honest Douchebag.
At least he's honest. Like, you got to give him props for that.
I will. I do appreciate the text. Tony is how diseases spread.
Yeah.
Favorite one. Any other response for them?
Definitely thinking Jess is winning here. Tony sounds like a massive douche. Nothing about him sounds remotely appealing. Don't even worry about what he thinks. Somebody else said, he didn't sound like a real class guy, but he is right. Be careful how much you put out there, Jess. You might get guys like Tony. Also, this guy sounds like a jerk. A woman isn't required to hook up with you on the first date just because she sent you dirty pictures.
And a couple of minutes, hide away. Three things you need to know, Y90 forecast as well.
The Morning Playhouse.
It's awesome.
Y94.